Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, Marvin, I want to check. Okay, I'm trying to see what account. Oh, on my Ecto-1 account is 3660-5820.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah.
Okay, and could you verify your first and last name?
Bruce Seacott.
Okay, and finally, could you verify your address?
875 West Pecos Road, apartment 1106, Chandler, Arizona, 85225.
Okay, and how may I help you with your Ghostbusters Ecto-1 buildup?
What two packages were sent out to me?
Okay, just a second. My system has frozen up. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, the two items that were, okay, it's 12. Total of 12.
Yeah, I get
every
12.
Shipment.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Well, there was two. I paid for the backpacks of the Ghostbusters. And stage 6, which is 51 to 62, right?
That's what's going to be sent out to you, 51 to 62.
Yeah, I got that, but I didn't get the Ghostbusters pack. That's why I want to check what was supposed to have been sent out.
Okay, that's what's supposed to have been sent out. That was the last shipment that was authorized to be shipped out on the 27th of April.
Yeah, well, I did get stage 6, which is 51 to 62 of the Ecto-1, but I didn't receive my backpacks. I paid $49.99 for that.
Yeah. Okay, just a second.
Back. Yeah, because what I got in was the display base and, like I said, stage 6, which is part 51 to 62. And I want to make sure I was supposed to get the backpacks. They were sent out a day prior to the shipment of those two, but I have not received them. And I should have got them first, and then the display stand and the 12 packs, which is, you know, like what I said, 51 to 62.
He's saying backpacks?
Yeah, the Ecto-1 backpacks. They were the special, you know, like how they advertise special stuff. Like they did the book and other stuff. Well, it was the four backpacks and the ghost trap for the Ecto-1 build. Now I was charged $49.99 or $98 for it. And I didn't know what that was. You know, I called you guys and go, well, what's that for? And they told me that's for the it's not like the regular build. It's the, and not the free stuff. It's the extra stuff that they sell you when you're doing the build.
Okay, sir. Not a gift. Now that you
No, it's not a gift. It's a specialty.
Okay. Just a second.
Yeah, it's something if you want. They send you an email and telling you they have, you know, they'll ship you this item, and if you don't want it, you call
okay,
them and say,
the
hey,
proton packs and ghost trap.
Yeah.
Not back. Okay.
I haven't received that yet.
Okay, just a second.
That was sent prior to my 12 issues in the stand. You know what I mean? I got that, but I didn't get the Ecto-1, whatever you call it, proton packs. And I live in an apartment, and stuff disappears.
Okay, but is it your, just a second.
See, the sad thing about it is I never got a tracking, like for the part 51 to 62, they sent me like a
list. They said it was delivered.
Huh?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it, it sent me a tracking showing me what was coming and the...
what was the tracking number? Do you have that tracking number?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't get anything like that. I got it for the six packs, you know, the parts, 51 to 62. And then on that list, it showed the display stand. I got that, but I didn't get the other thing.
It says here that it was delivered... Just a second. Let me see. It says it was shipped out on April the 30th. And it says it was delivered. It says it was delivered today at 11:43.
Well.
It says delivered at parcel locker. Do you have a locker?
Yeah, we have a locker, and we've been having theft in the lockers. Now, pack 51, part 51 to 62 with the display stand, They bring it to my door because the display stand wouldn't fit in the locker.
Okay, this said this was delivered today also. Let me
I'll go back and check again.
Just a second.
A lot of the tenants here in this apartment complex are getting peeved off with these stupid lockers. See, the packages used to come to the front office, and we would go pick them up at the front office. Well, this apartment complex was sold to the company, and they installed these lockers, and then we get a memo that the lockers have been, people getting complaints that packages have been stolen. Apparently, they're hacking the bloody lockers.
It's a
keypad. You punch in a code and you get in, and just like how they, you know, get your credit card number from gas pumps or ATM machines. You know how they put a, you know, I don't know. I'm not a thief, so I don't know how they do it. Pisses me off.
Yeah, I know what you mean, sir. Yeah.
And you know, and if I would have got information, the tracking number and all that, like they sent for stage 6, 51 to 62 with my display stand, I knew when it was coming. You know, I knew the date, so I made sure, you know, I checked, you know what I mean? Well, with the with the proton packs. I never got that information, and it was sent in. And I told them, you need to send, when you send me out a package, I need the tracking so I can watch these, because, well, they got the these lockers are in the back, and, you know, they got them in a stupid place, more or less. Pisses me off. But I, like I said, I couldn't track anything because you didn't send me no information how to track and to track it. Because with Agora models and with space models, I get stuff from them. I get a tracking number, and I watch it all the time. And it says, delivery tomorrow between such and such a time. And neither less, about every hour, I go and check the box to make sure if it's been delivered.
Yes, yeah, sir. It was you should have received two deliveries. Maybe three deliveries today. You should have received the proton packs and your regular shipment,
which is 52.
51 to 6. What is it? 62 to 12.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did get that. And I got the big box with the display stand. But that was brought to my door because of the display stand won't fit in a locker. But I didn't get no proton pack. I knew that shipment was coming because I tracked it on with my tracker, because you sent me like a list of what's being sent and the tracking number, how to track it. But for the extra one, you sent me squat. The only thing I got was when I checked my bank account, $49.99. That's when I called up, and they told me that was the proton packs. I said, fine, I'll accept those, but cancel me on that special offer stuff, because I said, I travel a lot. I drive a big rig, okay? So I'm out of town 2 to 3 weeks at a time, come home for about 2 days, and I'm out on the road. And I said, don't ship me anything unless it's from the actual bill from now on, which it should show on there that I canceled.
Yes, sir, it was canceled. It was canceled on the 7th.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But, I'm just saying, because I'm not here, I can't check it. And I usually take my home time when I say I'm getting close to my delivery. You know, like say the delivery is going to be Friday. I'll take home time to be home on. That's what we call it, home time, where you get 2 to 3 days off from driving on the road for 2 or 3 weeks. And I'll take it off so I'm there so that when the package comes, I can go check and get it. You know what I mean? But
yes,
I didn't get the proton packs and all that. That's why I was calling. It pisses me off.
Okay, well, the thing is,
if you guys would have sent me a tracking, I would have seen that.
Okay.
I would have seen, you got a package.
I don't know what happened to the tracking, because if you got the tracking for the for your regular shipment, I'm showing you that the tracking was sent out for the proton pack for the special also.
See, that is not true. I did not get it.
Okay.
Because if I known that, I would have been checking the locker.
Okay. You may want to check. Go and check it again, sir. Because it says
I'll check it today, and I'll call you guys tomorrow. If it ain't done,
we can always reship it out to you, sir.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'll send you the tracking information.
Yeah.
For the proton pack, sir.
No, it's just frustrating, you know. Then I got to wait again. You know what I mean? It's just frustrating, really.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the
inconvenience. No, it's not you. It's whoever.
No, I'm just apologizing. I'm apologizing for the situation, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And I want to check on my Jeep order.
Your what order?
Yeah, that number is 36.
Just a second, as I note this, sir, and send you an email on the proton packs. Just a second.
Yeah, when I get the regular shipment stuff, I always get like a breakdown of what is being shipped, and then it has check here for tracking, and I push that, and it shows me like when I get that. Usually, when I push it, it says it's no tracking number at this time. You know, like it's getting set up to be, you know, have a tracking, and I would watch that tracking. And when it got close to being actually delivered is when I take my home time and I'm home for the package. You know what I mean? But before they sold these apartments to a different company, I didn't have to worry because they all bring the packages to the front office. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And the front office know that I drive and they would hold it because they only hold the packages for a week and they would send them back. But they knew I'm on the road for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. They would always hold packages for me until I got back in town. You know what I mean? But ever since they changed it over this company, and they I guess they didn't want to do that anymore. So they put these stupid lockers, and they charge us $20 a year for them, and they're useless. And then we get a memo 2 weeks ago, I think it was, that there's been a lot of complaints that people get the package notice, and they go to get their package, and there's nothing there. I mean, in other words, it says picked up. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes,
what?
Sir.
And, you know, these I like to get one of these little son of a bees in a room just for half a minute and bounce them off the damn wall. You know, get a job, you know, work an honest life, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But they're all, it's just like when they come up with new gadgets, they're trying to, working on how to, you know, whatever they do to hack it, you know what I mean? I mean, they got to the point now where they, you know, when you go to a bank to get your money, you put your card in and all that, it scans, they got a device that they can slide in where you slide your card or whatever and get all your data when you're punching it in, you know, same like at gas stations, how they steal your ID on your credit
yes,
card.
Sir.
Just a half a minute in a room, that's all. Bounce them off the damn wall. And I live in Arizona, and Arizona is known as the worst ID theft state in the union. And I wonder why. But, you know, I'm just telling you, I never got no memo of. The only way I found out about these proton packs is I checked my bank account every other day. And that's when I saw $49.99 or $98 or whatever taken out of my account. And that's when I called them and they told me. And I said, okay, I'll accept those. But from now on, do not charge me or send me anything unless it's from the exact bill, you know, that I'm paying for.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know?
Well,
and
I went
I went ahead and
sent you an email, sir, with the tracking for the proton packs. And
okay.
As I said, once you check it, and if you still haven't, you may want, sometime it says it was delivered on a certain day. You may want to just wait like a day or so. If you still haven't received it, give us a call back, sir. And
okay.
We can go ahead and reship that out to you, sir.
Yeah, but it's just the inconvenience, and your company is paying for another shipment of something. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, just
yes,
not
sir.
Right. You know what I mean? It's just
I understand.
Right.
Now, you said
you
want
me and your company. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And these people are either on welfare or unemployment. Got nothing to do but figure out ways of hacking different things, you know, when new things come out. That's why they're always changing money currency, because they got to put new ideas in because counterfeiters are figuring it out and, you know, starting to counterfeit. You know what I mean? It's a non-ending circle. You know what I mean? Jesus.
It is frustrating sometimes. Now, you said you wanted to check on something else?
Yeah, my Jeep.
And okay.
That number is 3680-0640.
Okay, just a second.
Because I got a notice that their shipping is out. Stage six, which is, again, 12 carts, which would be 51 to 62. Because they did these two orders at the same time, so I'm getting the same number of parts for each order at about the same time. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, sir. Now, this is 39 to...
No, I got 39 to 50. This is supposed to be 51 to 62.
Oh, okay. I looked at the last shipment. Just
yeah, I got that one.
Okay, this is 51 to, through...
62. Should be 12 parts.
51 to... Where is it? Okay, just a second.
Yeah.
Okay, this is 51 to 62.
Yeah,
same. They have it out of order.
Yeah,
on,
they were.
On my thing. Nothing. It's just how they have it. How they list. How they have it listed. But
oh,
it's
51
to 62, and that was authorized to be
today.
Today, that was authorized to be shipped out, was authorized and sent over to the warehouse today to be shipped out.
So it should be shipped out by the end of the week.
Yes, sir. When it's shipped out, sir, you'll receive an email with the
tracking
information, letting you know when to expect the shipment.
Yeah. See, I, with my regular orders, I get that information. It shows me, like the last shipment, I was supposed to get on the Ecto 1, I was supposed to get the stand, but it showed all the stuff, and then it showed IOU for the stand. And then on this shipment, I did get the stand and the shipment. That's why it was at my door, because when I saw the stand, I go, oh, shoot, I didn't know it was that big. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. The model is pretty big.
Yeah.
Once
now,
you finish it.
When will you be shipping out the stand for the Jeep? I mean, they shipped me out the stand for the Ecto 1, and I'm still, you know, building it. And so, any
I can
idea
look at that. Just a second.
Let me
just note this, sir. About what I told you about the shipment, and I'll look at that for you.
Okay, thank you. And that should have on there, too, no special orders, like
no,
the
extra
one. Because they sent me a disc for 1995 on the Jeep.
No, sir, you've canceled the special orders on this one also.
Good. Good.
Just a second.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so I don't see that you get a stand on with this one.
Yeah, you're supposed to get a display stand. It's part of the free gift with the build.
The only items that I see, sir, is a Jeep Willy poster, a collector's guide, a symbol, and a keychain. I see here you get the toolkit, and you get a smaller model of the Jeep Willy.
Right.
But I don't see a
Yeah, it's supposed to be a display stand.
Okay, unless that's part of the specials.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe if you don't mind checking. It's just like the...
I don't know what the specials... I don't have a list of the specials.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I got the key chain. I got I got the toolkit. And did you say there was something else that was coming too? That's a free gift?
Yes, there's a you'll get the toolkit, the smaller model of the Jeep Willy.
Jeep, yeah, I
like
got
a
those
little
too.
Okay, and
there's a keychain.
Yeah, the keychain. Let me see. Let me check and see, see if there is a display stand. Just a second.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold for a second.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding for me. Now, sir.
No problem.
Now, on the regular gifts, I don't see there isn't anything about a display stand for the regular shipments and the regular gifts and the regular shipments. Now,
right.
If there is a display stand, that would probably be a charge, and it probably would come as a special.
Do you
we
know
don't have a list. We don't have a list of the specials that are being that will be offered until they actually are offered.
So you don't know how much it'll be then.
No, sir.
Okay, that's fine. So the Jeep will be.
Now you don't cancel just to let you know. As you know, you've canceled it from receiving the specials.
Yeah, I mean the stand's not a big deal. You know what
I mean? Okay.
You know, it's not, you know, if it was something you had to buy, I wouldn't buy it. How's that? You know what I mean? It's a flat surface that has Jeep on it and a glass mirror bottom so you can see underneath the Jeep. You know what I mean? Nothing, you know.
Yes,
you know
sir.
I mean? Now, like with the Ghostbuster, it comes with part of the free gift. That's why, you know what I mean? So. That's okay.
Yes,
so it'll be probably a couple of days. I got the hiccups. I'm sorry. It'll be
that's
a couple of days before it's shipped out from the.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Once
that's
it's shipped
fine.
Out, you'll receive it just like the Ghostbusters. You'll receive an email letting you know when to expect that.
Okay, and I'll wait. I'll go check that package here in about now. I'll give it another hour. And I'll go check, and I'll wait to Friday. If I haven't received that, I'll call you guys back then, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time explaining this and looking things up for me. I really appreciate it. You didn't rush me off. You took your time to, you know.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So I appreciate that. And you have a safe day then, okay?
Okay, you too, sir. And once again, thank you for calling in to Eagle Malls.
You're welcome. Bye
Okay,
now.
Bye-bye.